Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, July the 10th, 2019. Here's your update. After months of rumors, it's finally been made official. The Nintendo Switch Lite was unveiled in a YouTube video on the Nintendo UK channel. It's a smaller version of the original Nintendo Switch, which is meant to be used as a portable device only. It comes in three color variants: gray, yellow, and turquoise. And of course, there are some differences, so let's go through them. No removable Joy-Cons. The controls are connected to the console, similar to any other portable console. It cannot be used on the Switch dock, so no TV play. They have removed the infrared camera and the HD rumble. Lots of features removed, but there are some added bonuses. A major change is replacing the up, down, left, right buttons with an actual D-pad, which is a plus for me. There will be an increased battery life, being approximately 3 to 7 hours of play, and the console itself is 25% lighter than the original. The screen size is slightly smaller at 5.5 inches, which will improve the pixel density. And finally, the price, $199, a cheaper and more kid-friendly option of the Nintendo Switch to be released on September the 20th, which happens to be the same day of the Link's Awakening release. And if three color variants aren't good enough for you, you might want to hold out for the Zacian and Zamazenta edition of the Nintendo Switch Lite, which was announced shortly after the unveiling. The console is light gray with cyan and magenta buttons, with illustrations of both legendary Pokemon from Sword and Shield on the back. This special edition console will release on November the 8th. I think the Switch Lite will go well alongside the original in providing an additional option for those who are still on the fence, as well as people like me who want a colorful and light portable console separate from their home console. Although it is a little disappointing to see the TV docking removed from it, I'd imagine that goes alongside the lower price point. But ultimately, it seems like a step backwards from what the console was named, Switch. This is a bit of a stretch, but during the Nintendo DS days, let's say the DS Lite was announced, what if they went from two screens back to one screen? What would have been the point of calling it a DS anymore? So, with the Switch Lite, what exactly are we switching to? And also, the logo of the Joy-Con snapping down at the beginning of every video? Nope, doesn't go with that either. Anyway, besides all that, I think it makes a fine lower-priced option. It'll please the few that I've seen on social media saying that they didn't want to hook it up to their TV anyway. And without the bloaty IR, HD rumble, and detachable Joy-Cons, it's a great budget choice right before the holidays. You can check out all the details at nintendo.com/switch/LITE. And that about does it for today. What do you think about the Nintendo Switch Lite? Go check it out and let me know what you think in a voice message on the Anchor app, or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.